Good morning. It's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. The text line is 231-758-7707. Let me give the website for that last guest of ours, is Mr. Israel Wayne, and he is with MICHN.org. MICHN.org, the Michigan Christian Homeschool Network, an excellent organization that has conferences and is also tracking this registration business of homeschoolers and privately school students. So definitely worth your time to be informed and to be involved with that network if you care about liberty. And on the line, we have the one and only Mr. Todd Smallenberg. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Izzy. How are you today?
Not bad at all. Thank you. Thank you. And Todd is running for the 106th State House seat in your primary in Camp Cavett, right?
That is correct.
And as far as I know, you're the only one primarying him right now, right?
That's as far as I know, unless him and Bergman decide to throw one into the mix to try to see what they can do.
I love it. So before we get in conversation about how your candidacy is going and your campaigning and all that you're doing, I would love to know your take on the Iowa caucuses. What did you think of the results?
I don't think there was any surprises there. Other than, the closeness between DeSantis and Haley, but Trump completely dominated the caucus. And unfortunately for the Democrats and Biden, they didn't like the results, but everyone else did.
Right. The gnashing of teeth has begun again, I think. We have to hear that for the next year. But interesting. Well, I appreciate that. I was just curious what you thought. Obviously, I wonder if some people thought DeSantis would have done a little better. And who knows, right? We'll find out more when New Hampshire rolls around and our own primary coming up, too.
That is correct.
Right? So, Todd, for folks perhaps who have never heard you, and we'll assume there's a couple out there, since our station goes further our via the internet. Thankfully, we can do so much more these days. Why did you decide to run for this seat? Why did you decide to primary Cam?
Well, we're living in an upside-down world. And, I could choose to sit on my couch and continue to yell at the TV and have my wife mad at me. Or I could do something about it because, we have representatives that forget what the terminology of representatives mean. You have individuals that run as, conservatives, grassroots, and then they get down to Lansing and they go along to get along. And our constituents in the state deserve better. And so for someone that served his whole life, for the protection of this country, to support and defend the Constitution and American people, my oath doesn't have an expiration date. And I just said, enough is enough. And we've got to do better. And so we need people to go down to Lansing that are prepared to fight and stand up for our beliefs and what we live for and what our children, our grandchildren need.
Right. And I didn't mention, but you're a retired veteran and you're actually a native of Northern Michigan. Right?
Yes, ma'am. I grew up and graduated out of Oscoda before I enlisted.
Interesting. And you're happily married to Lynn, who works very hard for your campaign. I remember running into both of you in a restaurant in Gaylord, and she was there with you. And that's amazing. She's so supportive. And you're a grandfather. And that is all really good, all great things to bring to your bio in terms of life experience. But and would you be the kind of representative that you're elected, you take your oath of office, are you going to join the Freedom Caucus?
That's my plan, yeah, absolutely, if they'll have me.
Oh, I'm sure they'll have you. So let's go through some of the issues. What are you most concerned about with Governor Whitmer's administration? What would you like to really get at if you become a member of the State House?
Well, you just mentioned one of them is education. We have an education that is failing our children, and we have to do better for them. And, continually to do the same thing over and over again, expect different results is the prime example of the insanity. I believe in election integrity. If you are against voter identification and voter fraud, and clean voter rolls, then you're for voter fraud, period. End of statement. And then our Bill of Rights. I believe in the rule of law. I believe in the Bill of Rights and everything that's written in there. They're in the order for a reason, our founders and their personal writings let us know exactly what they thought. There's no ambiguity. You know, we have to ensure and enshrine those Bill of Rights and make sure we as citizens are ensure that we are free and that there's no encroachment on there like it's been for this past year. It's been insanity down in Lansing. And our constituents and law-abiding citizens deserve better.
What is your thoughts about green? What are your thoughts about green energy and the Whitmer plan to basically allow solar and wind farms on an industrial scale to be put anywhere without a whole lot of local input?
It's overreach by the state government. I mean, look at what's going on with EV right now with the freezing weathers throughout the United States and cars are dying. I mean, that's just insanity that we're putting the cart before the horse. You know, we do not have the infrastructure. It is not up there for the ability for us to make us energy independent. I'm all about clean energy, but I'm also about D, all of the above. Until technology catches up and infrastructure is built and everything else, we have to do D. We have to get back our energy independence. We got to stop this insanity of this push because it's hurting the very people that the Democrats say they're out there supporting is the poor. They're the ones that are paying the most for this energy push of this false, you know, Al Gore science, you know, and climate change, you know. There's too many scientists out there. We've got to do better for our country, our state, and our citizens.
I totally agree. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking of all those kooks at the WEF and trying to push back on all these things and coming up with even wackier solutions.
Oh, the WEF, they are not our friend. Those people are kooks. And if they think they're going to force their agenda on this with this global reset and what they envision as globalists, you know, we are a United States of America. We are our own country. We have our own laws. We abide by them. And we're not going to be governed by the WEF.
Bravo. So I recently wrote an article, and it was posted at BorderHawk News' blog as well as InfoWars, in which I note that the population of Michigan, which is a big concern among the elites, had a slight increase after being in the decline due to immigration. Now, I'm a little concerned about that because when they say immigration, it's not the old days of immigration. It's all these people that are now coming across our country that are not vetted properly. So are you concerned that Michigan's population is increasing due to this level of immigration or this type of immigration?
No, absolutely. I mean, these illegal aliens that are wittingly breaking our laws coming across our northern and southern borders, and that, you know, for someone that's done 39 years overseas, and that every time we do a raid and we conduct tactical questioning, you know, we enroll all the nefarious actors into the bats and hide system and the newer systems we have, you know, and that's the feed CODIS out of the FBI database to ensure we're protecting the homeland. And there's people coming across that border that are on that are the getaways. So we don't know how many have gotten away. We know what we caught, but the question is how many has gotten away and how many are coming across for nefarious reasons. You know, and so we're spreading them throughout the United States. And I'm telling you right now, when the next attack occurs, and it's going to occur because of this lackadaisical approach to our borders, it's going to be Biden and the Democrats' faults, and as well as the people that are in D.C. right now not doing anything about it. Bravo to Texas trying to do something about it. But the rest of them, you know, all they're doing is pontificating every day on this TV. We need action, not words. Or what we used, as my old team used to say, is acta non verba, action, not words.
Can a state House representative do anything about this to protect Michigan?
Well, you know, we have a Department of Homeland Security here in Michigan, and we should be. You know, we should be enacting laws that anyone comes here are legal, you know, citizens, law-abiding citizens, you know, immigrants that come here as naturalized or either green card holders, people that are here legally. If you're in this country illegally, there's ramifications to breaking our laws. And don't give me that BS about, you know, we're breaking up families. When people break the law, they go to jail. Guess what? We break up families, you know.
Yes.
if you break our laws, there has to be ramifications. We are either a rule law nation or we are not. And I will ensure there's laws on the books I don't support and agree with, but I will abide by them because I believe in the rule law. The Constitution is real easy read, and we either enforce our laws or it starts the slippery slope of anarchy.
Well said. Well said. What about 2A? What do you think about what's going on in Lansing with 2A rights?
Oh, the common sense gun laws, right? It's ludicrous. It's absolutely ludicrous. We're throwing away the Fourth Amendment, you know, over this red flag laws. And don't get me wrong, when there's people that are dangerous, we need to take that seriously and do something about that. But we do not throw away the rule law in the Fourth Amendment. And then our God-given rights of our Second Amendment. You know, I'm sorry, but it's the Second Amendment for a reason. Read the Founders' personal writings. SCOTUS ruled on the First Amendment based off of Jefferson's personal letter to the Baptist Church. If that's the case, that's called precedence, right? And so should they not be using the Founders' personal words when it comes to the Second Amendment? They were very, very clear on the Second Amendment. It's not for hunting. You know, it's it's not. And so let's stop this lying and distorting the facts and the truth, and let's speak power to it and make sure that everyone understands that the Second Amendment comes after the first for a reason. That's what makes us unique in this world, is our Second Amendment. You know, and if guns were really the problem, you know, when us diehard conservatives are the problem, then you would know there's a big problem because we own a crud load of guns in this country. And the problem isn't the guns, it's the people. Inanimate objects do nothing without human action. And until we start deciding to go after the criminals that use weapons, whatever weapon of choice, then we're putting the cart before the horse again. Inanimate objects do nothing, otherwise cars are killing more people than anything else. Are we going to ban cars? You know, really, heart disease is the number one killer. Are we going to have anti-fork and knife laws to save Rosie O'Donnell and Michael Moore? I mean, yes, it's ludicrous.
Absolutely. So, Todd, in the time we have left, tell us how to get a hold of you so we can learn more about your campaign.
Yeah, my website is alexsmallenberg.com, and Smallenberg is spelled Smallenberg. I also have my Facebook and everything else that you can go to and send me messages and get a hold of me.
Right. Excellent. Thank you so much. God bless.
You have a wonderful weekend, Izzy. God bless you, too.
All righty.
Take care.
Izzy Lyman. Thank you, Todd. We'll be back after the break.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Ebles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Izzy Lyman, you're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY, and it's a gorgeous snowy day. And let me read this text real quick I got over the break. It was about Todd, and it's from Rod, and Todd says, Todd was on fire. He would definitely have my vote if I lived in his district. I would agree. He was on fire. We like that fire. And we have another great man of fire here on the line, Mr. Ralph Rebant, retired pastor, former gubernatorial candidate, husband to the lovely Carol. How are you, Ralph?
I am doing exceptionally well. Thank you so much, Izzy, for having me on.
Oh, thank you for coming. So we have a couple of things we want to talk about, but first I want to hear about this new campaign you have.
Yes, I'm running to represent Michigan at the national level. It's called the RNC, Republican National Committee Man. There's one committee man, one committee woman that will be elected from Michigan to represent Michigan at the national level. I am running because conservative delegates have asked me to run. It's the delegates who will vote. Unfortunately, it's not a popular vote. It's I shouldn't say unfortunately.
I hear you.
It's a delegate vote, and it's an opportunity for a conservative delegates to have a conservative representative who's going to fight and be strong for truth, for our Constitution, and especially for the future of our party and the kids in our state and in the country. Most people don't even know what the Republican National Committee does. I'm not sure they do. And so when I was looking over their website, I'm like, man, this seems so disorganized. There's really no, it appears to me from the outside to be somewhat of a good old boys network. And we need to get in there and straighten it out and give people assignments, actually accomplish something, because what happens at the national level does filter down into the state.
So the process of this is you get, you put your hat in the ring at the upcoming convention. I believe it's in March.
Yes, March 2nd, correct.
Okay, so I assume maybe there'll be a couple other candidates, maybe not. They'll see your name and flee. But so right. after you get, let's say, nominated at the convention, do you go on a ballot? Is it that kind of election, or is it all internal?
No. Yeah, it's all internal. My name is ready to go, and I am one of two people running. And for me, the issue would be, are the delegates going to choose somebody who's conservative that they can trust, or are they going to go with business as usual? And which is, if you look at it, what has that gotten us?
Yes, exactly. We definitely don't want business as usual. Now, Dr. Rob Steele is the current national committee man, and he's retiring.
Correct.
or?
No, no, he's running.
Okay, I got this. You're quite the upstart.
yep. And that, you know, as I said, conservative delegates have asked me to run. And
okay.
Honestly, Izzy, I am tired of Michigan losing. You know, that's why I'm running. You know, unless you're a football fan, which I am.
Oh, yeah.
We've won
go blue. Go blue.
And, yeah, exactly. And go
and
Lions.
Go Lions. Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, I'm just tired of it losing, though. I mean, people say Michigan, you know, I serve on the Council for National Policy in Washington, D.C. I'm on the Board of Governors, and I have connections nationally, endorsements nationally, that if I was to name people, you would say, wow, Ralph, you know them? Well, at the Council for National Policy, we address issues that face our people here in Michigan. We talk about open borders. How can we, we're not just talking, though. We're coming up with real solutions that at the end of our meetings that we meet three times a year, we take those solutions back and we work hard to implement them. And I would be taking those very solutions to the Republican National Committee, because the whole idea of open border, I know we talk about it, but we need solutions. And this whole idea of the open border, it may be down in Texas, but Izzy, the beginning of December, there was a meeting at Sheriff Bouchard's office in Oakland County because the SATG, which is South American Theft Group, has infiltrated Oakland County, and they're breaking into homes and stealing goods.
Horrible.
So this is not just a Texas issue. This is a Michigan issue. The World Economic Forum and Ron Weiser and Gretchen Whitmer, this is a real problem, and we have to have people who aren't connected with that who are going to speak out against it, and that's exactly what I would do, because they've World Economic Forum's already opened an office in Detroit, in Troy, and they want Michigan. Michigan has the largest water supply in the world, fresh water, and we have to fight against that for the future of our state and the future for our kids and grandkids.
All righty. So what, you have a website set up for this, you know, endeavor?
I do.
Okay.
It's Ralph, R-E-L-P-H, 4, F-O-R-R-N-C, Ralph4RNC.com. That website will be up, I'm going to guess, it's almost completed. It'll be up by the end of the day or by tomorrow. There's just a few tweaks. We saw it last night for the first time. And, you know, we could spend another whole half hour talking about the Michigan Republican Party. But I've been trying to keep the party together. I've been acting as parliamentarian for the party and just trying to, we can't keep fighting against each other. We have to fight against this kind of evil. And I want to elevate the discussion beyond just, you know, he said, she said, and this other stuff. We really have to buckle down and get in the fight for our country, our state, and our kids.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of very serious issues, especially since we have our own primary coming up, and we have a lot of work to do. In the time that we have left, really quickly, I know we want to talk about homeschooling, but we're not going to get to that. But what do you think of the Iowa caucuses?
Oh, man. I think that's going to be an awesome demonstration of Trump's support nationwide. He is he's done what he said, and I mean, there are other, there may be one other good candidate in the race.
Yes,
I mean, I like Ron, but you know, I'm just saying Trump has my support because he has promised what he did, what promised what he would do, and he did what he promised.
That's wonderful.
Thank you
so much
for listening
for being
to your
on the
Defending
show.
Fathers with
my
Trucker
pleasure.
Randy
Have
Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of My Pillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, mypillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work?